Hi, welcome back to another Nugget of Truth as we continue to look at the elementary principles that we spoke about in the last post. Now, in the last post, I said that we would be taking a closer look at the six elementary principles found in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. But before we do that, it's important to know a little bit about this book called Hebrews. While the author is not definitely known, it is clearly written to the Hebrews or the Jews of that day. Book of Hebrews, to the Hebrews. A no-brainer, huh? While it is obvious, it is often overlooked. Now, just as a side note, think about who is the book of Romans written to? That's right, to the Romans. In other words, it was written to non-Jews and also to Jews that were living in Rome. Now, why is it important to know who the book of Hebrews was written for? Well, the book of Hebrews is all about the superiority of the new covenant of grace. That's what we live under. And the superiority over the old Mosaic covenant of the law. You see, the law of Moses was all about observing special days and feasts, about observing the letter of the law, all kinds of complex rules and regulations that had to be followed to avoid sin. There were specific sacrifices and offerings to cover specific kinds of sins, and all kinds of ritualistic washings and rinsing with water to make one spiritually clean. By contrast, the book of Hebrews calls the covenant of grace a better covenant, because through Jesus Christ, one is forgiven once and for all. Sin is dealt with, and we are made clean and accepted by faith in Christ and in Him alone. To a Jew newly converted to Christianity, or for a Jew searching for truth, now I think of Nicodemus in the Gospel of John chapter 3. He was looking, he was searching for the truth. The book of Hebrews would spell out in clear terms those things that a Jew could relate to. The passing away of the Old Covenant, or what we call the Old Testament, and the entrance of the New Covenant spelled out by the New Testament. So, when we look at things like the six elementary principles mentioned in Hebrews 6, the concept of redemption and dead works, faith in God, washings and baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the final judgment are all concepts that Jews would be familiar with. The book of Hebrews takes all of these familiar ideas and shows the Jew, and frankly non-Jews as well, how Jesus fulfilled each and every one of these basic or elementary principles. Hebrews also makes this significant point that those things mentioned above must be settled once and for all, for they are foundational and are necessary in order to grow and mature as Christians. Going deeper in the Word of God and our relationship with Jesus Christ requires that our foundation of truth is not only known, but totally trusted in. If we use the analogy of building a house or a structure, we know that it's the foundation that is key to providing a base that will support whatever is built upon it. And so it is with what we believe, what we truly believe, about our salvation, about what God has provided for us, His children. In our last post, we looked at Hebrews 6 and those six principles, These must be settled once and for all, not going over it over and over again. Going over the basics means that we lack trust or faith. We're not convinced, therefore we repeat the same thinking and behavior, which in essence means that we keep building the same foundation over and over and over again. If we are constantly rebuilding our foundation, how will we ever get to build a structure on top of it? The structure involves becoming more like Jesus in character and fulfilling God's plan and purpose for our lives. Now, each of the six elementary principles, which we will examine one by one, is appropriated or received by faith. Now, faith is not just a feeling, but I want you to listen to this. It is a conscious decision to believe. A conscious decision to believe. While you can have legitimate feelings of faith, faith does not depend upon feelings. Now, it's a subtle but a critically important difference. You see, feelings most often depend upon the circumstances we find ourselves. The kind of faith that we're talking about does not depend upon circumstances or feelings, but on a commitment to scriptural truths. Now, today we live in an age where feelings and emotions, you know, the right background music, can almost justify any action. You know, we're told to follow your heart, and as a result, there are no longer any boundaries. God's boundaries are for your peace and your protection. But in the name of political correctness, fairness, and tolerance, we have lost our way, substituting feelings for truth. Yes, we all have emotions. God gave us the ability to feel and to emote. But some feelings are just wrong, unjustified, and destructive. Our society no longer has a guide or a path to show the way to truth. Christians refer to this as a secular worldview. But we as believers must develop a biblical worldview, which means that you're believing in Jesus Christ and His Word, the Bible. Now let me close with a poem that an old friend of mine used to quote, and I think this poem says it all. Here we go. Feelings come and feelings go. Feelings are deceiving. But the Word of God is always true, no matter what you're feeling. And so I encourage you to walk by faith and not by sight. That simply means we're not looking at the circumstances, we're not looking at our feelings, but we are just taking the Word of God as truth and we are applying it to our lives. And so until I see you the next time, may you continue your walk of faith and may God richly bless you in every area of your life. All right, we'll see you then.